Now again, about different kinds of land, what about flat, low-lying land along a stream that might flood in the spring, and then but later on in the year you plow it and use it?
Lowland?
Mm-hmm. Lowland, yeah, that would be. Mm-hmm. Do you ever call it bottom land?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's bottom. Mm-hmm.
Lowland or bottom land? Be the same thing to you? Mm-hmm. Okay. And now another low-lying grassy land.
Grassy.
Mm-hmm. And it's low-lying too. Grassland. You might even cut off that hay, that grass, and use it. You have a special name for them? It's not necessarily, you know, water. It's not like the bottom land or the lowland. It doesn't get watery, but it's low-lying.
Cool.
How about, would you ever think of a meadow that way?
The meadow down. I've got a meadow.
But now, a bayou land, would that be the same as a meadow? I wouldn't think so, but to my way of thinking, I hadn't thought of them together, but here, mm-hmm. apparently, they are sometimes thought of, or spoken of in the same way.
That takes me down, up there, somewhere down in Louisiana, mm-hmm. way down in there, the bayou, the bayou.
Right. That's what I think of, too, when I hear mm-hmm. that word, the bayou. Mm-hmm. Okay, what about an inland area that has water standing in it, maybe trees growing up in it, and it's usually full of insects and mosquitoes and such.
Swamp.
Mm-hmm. Right. Do you have any other names for it? Singi, have you ever heard of a singi?
What?
Singi, S-I-N-I-G-I-E. Mm-hmm. Or a bog.
In the bog and swamp, but I'm not familiar with that other.
Okay. And now what about land right along the sea? It has grass growing in it. Sometimes cattle will eat it.
Meadow?
The water would be, because it's by the sea, the water would be what?
Come up over it, flooded.
Mm-hmm. But what would be in the water? If it's ocean water.
The sea, salt.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do you ever heard of salt marshes or just plain marshes?
Mm-hmm.
No, okay.
Salty water, sea water is salty.
Right. And what about a rich, dark soil that's made of clay and sand and organic matter? It's a real good growing kind of soil.
Well,
a loam,
you ever heard of it? Loam, loam,
right. You ever heard of that?
Yes, I've heard of it.
But it's not something you're real familiar with. Okay. Now, if you wanted to use some land that was full of water, what would you have to do? You'd be taking the water off. What would be
drain it out.
Right. Uh-huh. And what, you might dig a what to get rid of?
A ditch.
Mm-hmm. Okay, to get rid of some of the water.